It's Tuesday, November 16th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Myanmar military has shelled a Catholic cathedral in the Diocese of Pekin for the second time, reports the Catholic News Service. Thankfully, no casualties have been reported from the attack, only damage to the facility. In September, the military burned down Centennial Baptist Church and shot a youth pastor and father of two sons to death in the city of Fentlang in the Chin State. Then in October, the military burned down Rialti Village Baptist Church. Disturbingly, the Biden administration has been silent on the attacks on these Christian churches in Myanmar. International pressures appear to have worked for the release of American journalist Danny Fenster from a prison in Rangoon, Myanmar. Fenster was released yesterday and flew to Qatar just days after receiving a prison sentence of 11 years for reporting on events in Myanmar, reports Reuters. Luca Biniat, a Nigerian Roman Catholic journalist for the Epoch Times, was arrested last week, charged with cyberstalking, and jailed. He dared to report on the failure of the Nigerian government to prosecute thousands of murders committed by the Muslim Fulani herdsmen. The story quoted a Nigerian senator who said, quote, "It is unfortunate that 1 month after the massacre that killed 38 unarmed men and women, both Kaduna State government and the federal government have not been able to bring a single culprit to book. It is using the word clash to disguise another round of killing," end quote. Brazil President Jair Bolsonaro has loosened gun laws 32 times since his election 3 years ago, reports the BBC. Last year, the nation counted 186,000 new gun registrations, with an estimated 1.3 million guns nationwide. That's double the number in 2017. This marks a contrast with 2003, when the government issued a disarmament statute, resulting in the confiscation of 500,000 weapons. The other pro-gun country, the United States, is home to about 500 million guns. Brazil's gross domestic product, or the total of the nation's goods and services, slipped 4.4%. That's less than all the other leading South American economies during the 2020 COVID crisis. Chile slipped 6%, and Argentina slipped 9.9%, while Peru did the worst, slipping 11%. Argentina also removed the ban on abortion last year, while Brazil's health ministry instituted more regulations for abortion on August 27th of last year. As final arguments concluded in the Kyle Rittenhouse homicide trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin, Democrat Governor Tony Evers ordered 500 National Guard troops to stand by outside the courthouse, reports KETV. Businesses were boarded up in preparation for potential riots. Rittenhouse argued self-defense in the killing of two men of other ethnic origin. The slayings occurred on August 25, 2020. Marvel Studios has outed its first homosexual superhero on the big screen with the movie Eternals. Ironically, the villains in the movie are called, quote, "deviants," end quote, while the superhero is the deviant. Isaiah 5, verse 20 says, "Woe unto you who call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight." The morally bankrupt movie Eternals has yielded a dismal $119 million at the box office over 2 weekends. That contrasts with the Avengers Endgame in 2019 and its 8-day total of $515 million, Avengers Infinity War in 2018 at $370 million, and another $300 million in 2012 with The Avengers. Hollywood is a bust. The overall box office take for 2021 is just under $3.3 billion. That's a whopping 72% drop-off in business since 2018. 1 John 2, verse 17 says, "The world passes away with its lusts thereof, but he who does the will of the Father abides forever." Options trading is hotter than ever, reaching almost $1 trillion a day. Speculators are favoring just a few stocks mainly, with an average dollar figure of $240 billion riding on Tesla stock and another average of $140 billion riding on Amazon. Options trading in early November represented 136% of normal stock trades. That's up from an average of 40% in 2017 and 55% in 2019. David Stockman, a conservative economist and former budget director under President Ronald Reagan, explained the phenomenon over the weekend. He said, quote, "The Federal Reserve has turned the money and capital markets into raging casinos that must eventually implode in a fiery collapse," end quote. And finally, a new extensive survey of churches sponsored by Faith Communities Today Partnership and Hartford Institute for Religion Research found that 80% of U.S. congregations offer a hybrid of in-person and streamed services. 62% of clergy encourage their congregants to get the COVID shot, and in-person services lost 16% attendance during the COVID year. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, November 16th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.